Retirees from some big American companies will have to go shopping for health coverage.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, offering tools to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Two more big companies are making major changes to their health coverage. IBM and Time Warner are both shifting the health care of their retirees to what are called health care exchanges. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on why more companies are doing this and what this means for the people affected.
At IBM alone, about 110,000 employees will be affected. Instead of getting health insurance through IBM, they'll choose among several plans through a private exchange. And many more American retirees will get theirs the same way as other companies follow suit.
I think it's a tsunami. We're going to find virtually all early retirees going into exchanges.
J.B. Silvers is a healthcare finance professor at Case Western Reserve University. Some retirees could find better deals, especially if they're relatively healthy. But those who have chronic illnesses or use expensive prescription drugs could wind up paying more over time.
This is a big question. How will the plans on these private exchanges be priced?
This expansion of private health insurance exchanges comes as public exchanges created by President Obama's health care overhaul come online. That all means Americans will face complicated and important choices when it comes to their coverage. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. The Dow right now is at 15,003. It did that on a rise of 81 points, about 0.6%. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite up 0.6%. Michael Dell and Silver Lake Partners are not in mourning today after their nemesis, activist shareholder Carl Icahn, gave up trying to block their bid to buy out the company. If Dell is private, it might have more leeway to give itself an overhaul without the short-term demands of living as a publicly traded company. When is the right time to retire? The answer the economy is sending many of us is, how about never? If we have to keep working to keep an okay standard of living going, what about jobs later in life that are more fulfilling? A new industry is springing up around this modern form of never quite retiring. Marketplace's economics guy Chris Farrell joins us. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So work till you drop is one way to look at it. Is there another way?
Well, I hope there is another way for a lot of people that need to make an income. That's the lesson of two bear markets and two recessions in less than a decade. Most of us are going to have to work for a longer period of time, well into the traditional retirement years. So there's a growth industry that is emerging in its grassroots, and it has nonprofit actors, consultants, financial advisors trying to help people try and figure out, what are you going to do? You want something that gives you meaning plus gives you an income.
Some of these are jobs that actually don't just accrue benefits to the person doing the work. They might be jobs that give back to society in some way. But where do you start the search for something like that?
Most of us, when we think about jobs, it's really about your network, right? You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. But the demand is so great as this industry is growing. It seems like every city is becoming a hothouse of advice. So in Portland, you have Life by Design. There's an organization in New York, Reserve, and they match 55-plus professionals. And there might be a nonprofit over here or a government agency or some sort of public institution that could really tap into that expertise. And the older worker stays active and the nonprofit or the government agency benefits. So, David, these organizations are becoming clearinghouses of information.
And you mentioned grassroots at this stage. So there's not a couple of big players that are dominating yet.
No, it's much more these smaller organizations, a lot of career coaches. Frankly, it's a lot of people who have confronted this. And they realize, okay, I've learned something by making this transition. I want to help other people. Probably the major organization is Encore. It's been proselytizing about second and third careers, and not just making money in this second or third career, but trying to do some good while you're still making income.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's economics guy. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a company owned by its policy owners and committed to putting them first. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. By Join Me, an instant online meeting app used by millions of people to collaborate and get work done anywhere. More at join.me. And by The Economist's 5th Annual Buttonwood Gathering, where economist editors, senior leaders from finance, economics, and business explore economic stability. New York City, October 29th and 30th. Buttonwood.economist.com.
He became a kind of Trivial Pursuit question in the intervening years, but an accomplished late-night TV host is coming back. Arsenio Hall, who was all the rage in 1989, has a new syndicated show kicking off in 50 big markets. Marketplace's Queenie Kim has more.
The last time Arsenio Hall had a show, this was a sound of late night.
Here's Johnny!
Today, the landscape is more divided than the Balkans. Brad Adgate is an analyst at Horizon Media.
It's very competitive with Jimmy Kimmel and David Letterman and Jay Leno.
But Adgate says Arsenio does have name recognition, even if it's not among the 18 to 35-year-olds that advertisers care about.
The notion that this is a young audience isn't really true.
Adgate says most late-night TV viewers are in their 50s. Cynthia Lilton covers TV for Variety. She says being a syndicated show works in Arsenio's favor.
CBS, in this case, sells the show to a different station in each television market.
Littleton says Arsenio's success doesn't hinge on beating Leno. Success means he needs to sell more ads than the reruns the stations cut to make room for him. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.
And we'll be monitoring oral arguments in a federal appeals court today in a case that could guide the future of the Internet. Verizon and the Federal Communications Commission are arguing over what's called net neutrality. That's the principle that Internet companies should be neutral conduits and should not be able to play favorites by offering some content faster or at higher quality. Internet companies argue it's their equipment and they should be able to give extra special service to business partners. One way to think about it here, imagine a private toll road with an extra fast lane only for Mercedes cars because Mercedes-Benz signed a deal with the toll road company. The lawyers on both sides will try to improve on that metaphor in court today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Louisiana knows from climate change, disappearing wetlands in the Mississippi Delta and all. Also, it's a business opportunity.
We have the opportunity to become the leaders in coastal restoration, and we know there will be markets for that because the whole coast, of course, of the U.S. is at risk.
I'm Kai Rezdal. That and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace. It's from APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.